This is The Bookshelf from NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. Swedish diplomat Raoul Wallenberg is famous for having saved thousands of Jews in Budapest in the closing years of World War II. In 1945, he was arrested by the Soviets and is believed to have died in prison, but questions about exactly how and when he died still linger. In his new novel, Searching for Wallenberg, Dartmouth professor Alan Lulchuk searches for answers to these questions, and he joins me now to talk about his book. Alan, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Tell us a little more about Raoul Wallenberg. Who was he?
Ostensibly and manifestly, he was a young Swedish fellow who joined the diplomatic corps at around age 33 and was given the assignment when he went over to see if he could help the Jews, but it wasn't his primary assignment. But once he got there, he found it as his calling, as his mission, to start saving Jews. He had come from a very, very wealthy family in Sweden. The Wallenberg family is still the most wealthiest family there, like the Rockefellers, perhaps. And the family was not at all interested in what Raoul was doing, or even in Raoul, because he was a maverick and he was a kind of outlaw to the family. So this new enterprise of his, which is saving the Jews who were being slaughtered at a rate of about 30 or 40,000 a day, was completely foreign to them. And they kept their distance, which is why when he was finally arrested and lingered in Lubyanka jail for 2 years, they made no attempt to trade for him, exchange him, just as the Swedish government made no attempt. And so for 2 years, this young noble hero languished in this terrible Soviet prison, Lubyanka.
How did he go about saving the Jews?
Well, that was... he invented a way of creating false passports for them called safe passes, and he had great help from his chauffeur, a young strapping Jewish Hungarian, whose family he had saved from a work camp. And by creating these safe passes, he would go to places where they were deporting Jews, railway stations, etc., bus stations, and he would produce these safe passes with his diplomat card and say, these Jews will be going to Sweden, and here are the passes for them. And he created two large apartment buildings in the center of Budapest. And he began putting these Jewish families, the ones that he was saving, into these two huge buildings, which wound up occupying at a particular time between 10,000 and 15,000 Jews. That was the primary way he saved them.
What was it about him as a subject that drew you to him?
I was teaching in Budapest in 2001 and 2002, and there was a large sculpture of him, which first drew me to him, although I had known about him since childhood. And the more I found out about him, the more he was an extremely interesting character. And there were many mysteries about him and mysteries about his case, if you will, that suited me perfectly because I'm a novelist, not an historian. And what I began to see was that fiction could fill in the gaps and the spaces in history that the historians were unable to do and are unable to do. So it gave me kind of free license to explore sides of his character, which I had learned about through reading about him, through going to Michigan, where he'd spent 3 years in architectural school, through his letters to his grandfather. Part of the raison d'etre in the book is to give Wallenberg, who is a ghost in the book, his voice. And so he has conversations with my other protagonist, who is a professor of history from Dartmouth College. And in these conversations, Wallenberg reveals aspects of his character, which are grounded in the history that I knew about. So it was one layer of another layer in this World War II mystery story, both of his character and his identity, along with what he went through, what he suffered.
You say grounded in history and in his character. I was wondering where the line was for you as far as, you know, writing fiction about a historical figure. Where was the line when you said, okay, now it's okay to start making things up and filling in the gaps, which is the novelist's prerogative?
Well, that line, which is usually rather firm, let me begin again. That line, which is crossed often by historians themselves when they do not know a particular piece of the territory. But with me, it was much easier because I have freedom with the license of being a fiction writer to cross the line. But within the novel itself, my alter ego, if you will, this Professor Gellerman, starts writing his own scenes, which are fictional scenes, which he tells the reader, these are fictional scenes, this is the way I'd like to get into the history. So what you have is a kind of counter-narrative within the book, which is his own version of the historical reality, which is announced to the reader. So the reader can have his own determination, his own choice of how well he's doing this Gellerman. So you have the historical narrative going forward, although it's not an historical novel at all. It's more of a detective thriller, more of a not a whodunit, but a mystery story on several levels. So this second protagonist, Gellerman, is trying to search for the answers. And he has to use the means of fiction to get at what he imagines to be the historical truth, because hard evidence is often lacking at crucial times in the story.
Alan, thank you very much for joining me to speak about your book.
Thank you, Peter.
That's Alan Lelchuk, the author of the new novel, Searching for Wallenberg. And you can find a list of the five books on Alan's bookshelf at nhpr.org. And we've been hearing from NHPR listeners who've got books piled high on their bookshelves. Anna from Peterborough wrote in to recommend the young adult prequel to Anne of Green Gables. It's called Before Green Gables by Budge Wilson. She writes, "For anyone who enjoyed Anne of Green Gables, this is a very nice prequel. Books for young adults can be delightful reading for someone older." That's on Anna's bookshelf. What's on yours? We would be delighted to hear from you. Write to us, books@nhpr.org. This is The Bookshelf from NHPR. I'm Peter Biello.